calendar reads April 22nd. It is Earth Day, friends. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. I am Shel Winkley, alongside with you on this big blue marble that we call home. Hopefully you can get out today and do something for old Ma Nature yourself. And don't forget, you have 365 days to also do good things for it so we can leave this place a little better than we found it for the next ones. Okay, so let's get outside and enjoy planet Earth today, shall we? I was going to jump straight to it. Today's a gorgeous day. Look, spring has gifted you something fantastic on this day, and you should get out and enjoy every bit of it that you can. We are starting cool and crisp and the coldest that we have experienced since the beginning part of this month as you walked out the door on your Monday morning. Once we go through the day, the sunshine is on hand. Temperatures are warming to the low 70s. It's cool this morning. It's comfortable this afternoon. The humidity is low, but changes are happening under the hood to eventually get us to warmer days. So, you know what we say, don't squander it. Get outside and enjoy this gorgeous Monday. Skip work if you have to. I'll approve it. I don't know if your boss will, but hey, I'll approve it. Okay, but here's how things will change. Tuesday ain't bad. We get a little more cloud cover. Morning's in the 50s. Remember how you woke up yesterday morning? That's what you're going to start the day to tomorrow. And then in the afternoon, temperatures are a little warmer, but closer to average for this time of the year. Everything's still good. Everything's still great. Yeah, maybe a little more humidity, but you probably won't notice. Wednesday, the wind turns on. Anywhere 10 to 20, maybe higher for the rest of the week. Morning temperatures now, because the humidity has started to creep back in on us, are in the mid-60s. And daytime highs are well into the 80s, feeling a little bit warmer. The writing's on the wall. By the weekend, we've got morning temperatures back in the low 70s. I want to remind you that the low 70s are better suited for June and July and August. It won't have that sultry of a feel, but it will be humid. In fact, your morning temperatures, while they won't be the warmest low temperature of record, they'll be up there. In fact, some of those days could be the second warmest that we've clocked since 1882. The afternoon, daytime highs are topping off around 88 to 89 by the weekend. Humidity will make it feel like the 90s, and again, a lot of wind. What this all will lead to, as well as isolated chances for some rain and thunderstorms either in or near the Brazos Valley starting on Friday. Each day carries about a 20 or 30% potential. Most days, a lot of us will stay dry. But it is that time of the year. A couple storms could get a little rowdy in that afternoon heat. Again, not a huge concern, but something to monitor as we get into the weekend plans.
Statistics with Shel.
I just love that stinger. All right, very quickly, let's talk about rainfall. Saturday, we picked up 2.88 inches of rain over at Easterwood Airport. That officially was the most rain that we've collected since 1882, when our records began here in Bryan and College Station. The previous record was over 100 years old. 1950 was the record for 2.40 inches of rain. We surpassed that. Now, for the month of April, we're sitting at about 3.89 inches over at Eastward Airport. Before Saturday, we only had an inch of rain in the gauge. So of the 4 months that we've now experienced here in the Brazos Valley, at least so far, three of those have been above average. March was not kind to us when it came to rain, and most of this month has not been either. But that being said, we are above average for the year. In fact, we are now about 40% of the way to what we typically pick up in a year, which is about 41.75 inches in the calendar year. So keep it coming, because we know what summer can do around the old Brazos Valley. All right, friends, that'll do it here on this Earth Day edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. Again, no reason not to get out, see a little bit of trash on the ground, pick up a couple pieces, throw it in the trash can. Maybe you got a little bit of time, you can swing by a nursery and pick up a few plants to put in the ground. And look, it doesn't have to happen just today. You've got 365 days until the next Earth Day to do a little bit for this planet. Okay, that'll do it here for us today. We'll catch you back here tomorrow for your Tuesday edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Get out there and make it a great day.